You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, looking ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM with Stephen Powell, James Millman and Andy Gibson in the studio. Big day racing to look forward to as well. Group 1 action at Sandown in the Eclipse. We've also got good racing at Haydock alongside that, including the Lancashire Oaks. And we've got Beverley, Leicester and Chelmsford in the afternoon as well. Carlisle, Nottingham and Bellevue Town throughout the evening. Plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Ross Briley. I say studio, we're actually out in the office because we've run out of studio space, but how are you, Ross?
There's not enough studios, too many cooks, not enough kitchens. That's a saying that's never been said before.
Yeah,
but it's this is quite, they say you need low ceilings and padded walls for a good studio, and this has got neither.
It's quite the opposite.
It is, it's quite high-ceilinged, very bright, and we've got half the walls are glass, so apart from that, it's absolutely perfect.
It is, anyway, hopefully it'll turn out right, hopefully you can still hear us, that's the main thing, and get some bets and selections along the way for we're going to focus on Sandown and Haydock. It's good cards there. It's a very good Saturday of racing, isn't it, Ross?
It is, yeah, very good Saturday. Loads going on, starts early, finishes late, like yourself, Mark, so there's plenty going on. Fast ground, good handicaps, group races, everything. Yes. Something for everyone.
And given that there's a pretty big game of football going on at 3 o'clock.
Is there? Who's playing?
Sweden.
Ah, I like the Swedes. Yeah. Good, solid defensive, nice counter-attacking style. Who are they playing?
Well, we all know who they're playing, Ross. It's coming home, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
What
it
is?
It's England. England.
Is the football coming home?
Football is coming home.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, we're playing Sir Gareth and his men.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. But thankfully, we can watch these first because they've put them on before 3 o'clock, which is superb. We're going to look at the Lancashire Oaks and the Old Newton Cup at Haydock, and then we're going to focus on the big rest of the afternoon, the Eclipse at Sandown. We're going to hear from Sir Anthony McCoy as well. He's going to give us his thoughts in those races along the way. Any strong fancies away from those races, Ross, just before we get stuck into them in detail?
The odd couple of horses on the old horse tracker. There's a horse called Rooks, who runs at Leicester, handicapped debutant for Andrew Balding, who I thought was very interesting. That runs in the 150, 6 furlong handicap. And there was a couple of others as well. I thought Moakad, also at Leicester, is quite interesting as well. That horse was heavily backed as a 2-year-old several times. That's in the 5-10 for Mark Johnson. That's another handicapped debutant. So a couple I'm keeping my eye on.
Okay. We're going to focus on the three that we mentioned then. We'll start in Haydock for the Lancashire Oaks, the 110. Fillies Group 2 over a mile and a half. The market headed by Horseplay at the moment, who is 11-4, God Given 3-1, Precious Ramotswe is 4s with Flattering, 6-1 Mississippi, Euro Nightmare 16-1 and 25-1 for Snowy Winter. We'll get the thoughts of Ross in a moment, but first of all, let's hear from Sir Anthony McCoy.
Flattering was outclassed in the Oaks at Epsom, but she did beat a good yardstick when she won a Group 3 at Cork last time. I think they'll all have to go some to beat Andrew Balding's Horseplay. A pretty good filly last season. She finished 4th behind the Nabel in the Oaks. She ran really well in a reappearance at York last time. That was behind Coronet. And I think she can get back to winning ways here.
So he goes with Horseplay, Ross. Something you're no stranger to. You love a bit of Horseplay.
That's 50% of my life. And at least 40% sleeping, I think. So, but not in this race. Not for me. She's got a great chance, obviously. She was a Lister winner last year. She's running some hot contests since then. Disappointing last time I saw her at the back end of last season in the Fillies and Mares behind Hydrangea. Could never say that horse's name right. And finished second to Coronet last time out at York in the Middleton.
Yes.
Coronet was a comfortable winner on that occasion, but Horseplay was the only one to really throw down a challenge, and Smart Calls Frank that form in third. So she's got a leading chance. But I do have a bit of a soft spot for God Given, and I think she's got more to offer. Luca Kimani has a good record in this race. God give us two from two at this track. She's clearly been prepped for a crack at this race. She went through the grades last season, winning a maiden and then a listed race and then a Group 3. So she's not far off this level. She won last time out. She only won by half a length, but she travelled very kindly and found plenty for pressure. So she's really not had much racing. We can't quite work out how good she is. And because of that, I think she's going to be slightly underestimated in the market. She's rated 105, so she's really not got much to find at all to win a race of this nature. So I think given her track form, God Given is the one to side with.
3-1 second in the market, God Given. That's the selection for Ross then in the 110. Let's move on to the 145, the Old Newton Cup, a big handicap of a mile and a half. The market is headed by Atty Purse, who's 4-1, 7-1 Golden Wolf, Teodoro is 8-1, that's been clipped in from 10s already. Blakeney Point is 10-1 with Crowned Eagle, 12-1 for Across the Stars and Sophia's Rock. Also Society Red in there at 12-1, as is Atkinson Grimshaw, and it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Once again, we'll start with the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
Roger Chatterton's Atty Purse won two big handicaps last season, but was disappointing the last twice that we've saw him. Those were both in group races. I think you'll appreciate it being dropped back in class here. I really like Andrew Balling's filly, Winging It, who was a good third last time in a listed race at Pontefract. She was a bit unlucky that day. She hasn't ran the handicap for a long time, and I think she's got a big each-way chance here.
He's actually gone for one at a big price there, AP. Then he's gone for an each-way angle in the shape of Winging It, who's a 16-1 chance. What are your thoughts on the race, Ross?
Interesting. Yeah, good race, obviously. For the money, you always attract a decent feel for the Old Newton Cup.
Yeah.
The pick for me is Crowned Eagle. Marco Botti's won this both times he's had a runner. Mm-hmm. In the past 10 years. Duriger a few years ago, and then last year with Dylan Mouth. Those were both Italian imports who'd been running in decent races and not necessarily up to or dropped down slightly in the handicap. Very different profile for Crowned Eagle. He's very much on the upgrade. He's struggled to land a blow with John Gosden a little bit. I don't think they quite worked out what they wanted to do with him. But since he's gone to Marco Botti, he's barely run a bad race. Three starts this season. Since he had a bit of a break, he won nicely at Kempton. He went down fighting behind a horse called Hamada, who looked a really nice progressive type for the Charlie Appleby yard. Haven't seen him out since, but he looked up to group class. And then last time out, he was sent off 25-1 on Ascot behind Dash of Spice, and the horse just never settled in front. There were too many horses hassling him. That form looks rock solid, and as I said, the fact that Marco Botti's got such a good record here stands him in good stead. Of the others, I thought Atkinson Grimshaw was a potentially under the radar one. He was very, very weak in the betting last time out. First start for Ian Jardine from Andrew Balding, drifted like a barge at air, never at any point looked like he was really going to get involved in the race, and then he came there and storming home to finish second to Exhort, and he went in the notepad as a horse who definitely had a big handicap in him. So Crowned Eagle's the main pick, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Atkinson Grimshaw run a good race.
Couple to consider then from Ross there in the big race, or one of the big races at Haydock, the big betting heat, if you like, on the card there. And we've got the big race of the afternoon at Sandown. The Eclipse is at 2:10. It's a mile and a quarter, Group 1, of course. And we have the Derby winner back in action, Massar, 13-8 at the top of the market. 3-1 for Roaring Lion and Saxon Warrior, who, of course, finished behind him that day. Happily 7-1, 12-1 Forest Ranger, 25-1 Cliffs of Moher and Hawkbill, and Raymond Tusk, the outsider, at 100-1. We'll hear from Sir Anthony McCoy in a moment or two, but we'll come to you first, Ross. Three-year-olds traditionally don't have the greatest record in the Eclipse, although the last couple of renewals have gone the way. Two of the last three renewals have gone the way of three-year-olds, Hawkbill and Golden Horn. What do you make of the classic brigade in this lineup this time around?
Well, I mean, the classic brigade don't look that good this year. It's an odd race, the Eclipse. I mean, obviously, apart from Golden Horn, the last few years have been fairly modest. And we've seen some fantastic winners of this, Golden Horn being one of them. See the Stars, obviously, a few years ago, likes of So You Think, Twice Over, and Nathaniel. But then you've got your McCadrams, Hawkbills, even Ulysses last year, who was a dual Group 1 winner, but still, it was a bit below par of what you'd expect from this race.
Yeah.
And this year's a funny one, because obviously, I mean, it's very rare that you get a Derby winner going, oh, I'll go and have a crack at the Eclipse. So interesting to see that they've done that with Massar, who obviously already has a course win to his name. He's certainly not short on speed. He's got form over. To be fair, this is about the only trip he hasn't got form over. So he's an interesting one. And then you've obviously got the horses that he vanquished in Roaring Lion and Saxon Warrior. Very rare that Saxon Warrior, of a horse of his profile, would run so many times in such a short space of time. And Roaring Lion, who looked last year like a horse who was laden with stamina, again, his best performance has come over this trip. He was outpaced at Newmarket, he was outstayed at Epsom, so this actually seems like the right decision for him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got the filly Happily to throw into the mix as well, who certainly hasn't been far away behind very classy horses from her division. But I don't know; it's a funny one. There's you could tie yourself into knots really with positive and negatives for all the classic generation. And then you get to a horse like Forest Ranger, who I don't think anyone's going to really truly fancy, given his profile and his connections, but. He's come through the grades with some really impressive performances. I like the way he went about it at Newmarket when he won the Earl of Sefton, and then he was stepped up in grade last time out in the Huxley Stakes, which is a funny little race, admittedly. Eminent, a frustrating sort this season. The second Ward Decree is hardly a horse you would hang your hat on. So there's a potential that is suspect form, but I really like this horse, and he seems to just be going from strength to strength. And again, if you're ignoring the classic generation, there's not much else to get excited about. So it wouldn't surprise me to see Forest Ranger outrun its odds and at the very least hit the frame at what, 10, 12 to 1, is it?
12 to 1, yeah.
12 to 1.
Yeah. It is quite a difficult one to weigh up, obviously, because of the weight difference between them. But you've got the likes of Cliffs of Moher, who's obviously got to give weight to the three-year-olds, and Hawkbill, who's a previous winner of this race. Cliffs of Moher finished second in a derby, didn't he?
Mm.
They're massive prices here, 25 to 1 for Cliffs of Moher. And Hawkbill is 25 to 1 as well. Is the book wrong there? Is the price wrong?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess the difference is that the older horses this year they're not coming into it off the back of genuine Group 1 form. Cliffs of Moher's proven himself to be below par at this level. Forest Ranger hasn't had a chance to prove himself. Hawkbill seems to have gone off the boil. So
yeah,
there aren't really genuine older contenders. So I can see why this year they have gone mad for the classic generation, because that's all you're left with, really. Yeah.
So do you play Forest Ranger then, or do you?
Each way, definitely. Yeah, I think so. Got a good draw. I just love Richard Fye as well. I mean, I've never had a bet on one of his horses and thought, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to get the best run for my money here.
Yeah.
So, given that, like I said, the classic generation are fairly much of a muchness. I still think they're the best horses in this race, potentially, but Forest Ranger looks overpriced to me.
Okay, good stuff. Forest Ranger, then each way the selection for Ross in the Eclipse. Now let's hear from Sir Anthony McCoy.
Some people have knocked the form of the Epsom Derby, but Massar will only have to beat the horse that he beat in Epsom, Roaring Lion and Sexton Warrior. Sexton Warrior, you could say the gloss has gone off him a little bit. He's been beaten favourite in both the English and the Irish Derby since he won the 2000 Guineas. I don't see any reason why Massar shouldn't win again.
And AP siding with one of those from the classic generation. He's siding with the Derby winner, Massar, to win the Eclipse. Good stuff there, Ross. Thank you very much. Best of luck and enjoy on Saturday.
And go on the lads.
Yes. Go on the lads. It is coming home. Hashtag it's coming home as well. Thank you very much, Ross. Been a pleasure. And thank you to those of you that have listened here as well. You can listen to all of the action live as it happens on William Hill Racing Radio. 12:10 p.m. We go live on Saturday. Join Stephen Powell, James Millman and Andy Gibson on Racing Radio for that. And enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.